Part number one from Rabash, concerning Yenika and Ibur. The beginning of the entrance to the work of the Creator is regarded as Ibur, impregnation, when he cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb, meaning that he cancels self-love called Malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal called Bina. One should believe that before he was born, meaning before his soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him. And now he longs to adhere to him as prior to her descent. This is called Ibul, when he completely annuls himself.
Advance is things that should advance as well.
Number two from the writings of Rabash. What is it that a cup of the blessing must be full in the work? Before Yanika, there is Ibul, meaning the upper one corrects him. This can be when a person is like an embryo in its mother's womb, where the embryo annuls before the mother and has no view of its own. But as our sages said, an embryo is his mother's thigh, eats what its mother eats, and has no authority of its own to ask any questions. Rather, it does not merit a name. This is called mute, when he has no mouth to ask questions. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called Ibul, when he has no mouth. Number three from the book Maor Veshemesh, the portion of Ekev. It is known that in every 10 there is divinity. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance and every lusciousness in the world open up to them. And it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as a... Keep going.
Excerpt number.
Number four, what is the cup of blessing must be in the work. Ibul means that is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted katnut, smallness, possible. It is called Ibul. It comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinim, judgments. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard to work always to overcome and annul before the upper one, for the upper one to do with him what the upper one wants, this is called Ibul, which is the most restricted katnut possible.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, article number 12. Jacob dwelled in the land where his father had lived. A person should work only for the Creator, meaning without any reward. This means that he is ready for complete devotion without any reward, without any return being born out of his devotion. Rather, this is the core, his purpose, that he wants to annul his self before the Creator, meaning cancel his will to receive, which is the existence of the Creator. This is what he wants to annul before the Creator. It follows that this is his goal, meaning his goal is to give his soul to the Creator. When he achieves the degree of devotion to the Creator, because he wants to annul himself in order to delight the Creator, He sees that the purpose of the Creator, as it was, he sees the purpose of the
Creator.
Excerpt number 6, concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces, practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.